I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. Michael Samis is back. Michael is a very, very experienced cellist in our Middle Tennessee area. He's here today with pianist Megan Gale, who is quite experienced in collaborative playing. She's a wonderful pianist and person as well. So Michael and Megan, welcome back to Studio C.
Thank you, Will. Great to be back.
We have music by Schubert and Brahms today, so I'll just let you introduce the first piece. It's originally for an instrument called the arpeggione, which no longer is a common instrument. So what was an arpeggione?
It's actually pretty much an obscure instrument. It functions a little more like a bowed guitar. This piece is most often probably played on the cello. Some with the challenges that it demands, some cellists joke that really you need an E string to play this piece, and you'll probably hear why, but we do it anyway. So this is the first movement of Schubert's Sonata in A Minor for arpeggione and piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's music of Franz Schubert, played live in Studio C by cellist Michael Sammis and pianist Megan Gale. We hear the first movement only of the Arpeggione Sonata in A minor by Franz Schubert. If that's just the first movement, this must be some massive work. That's strong stuff. Michael, yeah. Thank you. And the melody, well, that's Schubert for you. Right. Melody just...
I found myself thinking while I was playing, you know, why do we take on such a technical challenge for written for an instrument that isn't cello? And the answer is, I think, because it's Schubert, and nobody, in my opinion, can communicate both tears and joy in one movement of music like that.
That's true. I totally with you there, Schubert. My guy. Musically speaking. So there's music of Rahm still to come on this Live in Studio C program. Again, kind of a miniature monster piece that's from this cello sonata in F major. How many, is it two sonatas that Rahm drove?
Yes, this is the second of two cello sonatas. And we're pairing these two pieces on a program we have, Megan and I have coming up on October 20th. And I just thought that very similar Romantic era pieces and such, two of my most favorite composers, but have such a different way of communicating emotion. Mm-hmm. In Brahms' case, it's purely passion a lot
kind
of the
stormy,
time.
Stormy, even though it's an F, yeah. F major, it sort of feels like D minor in a way, which is, of course, a relative minor of F if you're technically inclined out there. Yeah. So we're going to hear the first movement of Brahms' F major cello sonata. Right?
That's
Michael
right.
Sammis and Megan Gale live in Studio C.
Thank you.
Live in Studio C, cellist Michael Sammis and pianist Megan Gale playing the opening movement of the Cello Sonata in F Major by Johannes Brahms. Another wonderful piece. Music of great passion, but great tenderness as well toward the end of that movement.
Absolutely. It's
typical of Brahms.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder what Schubert would have thought of Brahms's cello music.
Yeah. Very different voices, but
right.
Yeah.
Great music. Michael Sammis, thanks for playing for us again. Michael, of course, has been here many times over the years and live in Studio C. Megan has been here several times now, so we hope you both will come back.
We'd love to. Thanks for having us.
And again, your program is when and where?
October 20th, 7:30 p.m. at Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green.
Bowling Green. So yeah. We have a chance to go to Bowling Green and hear them play live. Thanks. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for this music live in Studio C. Coming up next week, guitarist John Johns is back with us. John has been here many, many times as well. He was actually our first artist live in Studio C in the fall of 1998, and he's coming back again with music of Gluck and Diabelli and more for us next week live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their support of National Public Radio's Live in Studio C and 91 Classical. And our thanks to our engineers for the program today, Carl Peterson and Cameron Atkins. I'm Will Griffin. We appreciate you being with us for a bit of Nashville's classical music on Live in Studio C from 91 Classical.